WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
According to our TV critic David Bianculli, the best thing on TV tonight is a show that's 33 years old and that CBS has repeated every year since it was first broadcast in 1965. But, David says, it's not the same holiday special it used to be.
There's no contest. When it comes to holiday TV specials, there's one that stands out above all others. A Charlie Brown Christmas was the very first attempt to adapt for television the comic strip characters of Charles M. Schulz, and no one's come up with a better Christmas special since. The animation in spots is downright sloppy. For example, the scraggly Christmas tree Charlie Brown gets for the school pageant keeps changing shape from scene to scene. That's because A Charlie Brown Christmas was a rush order made in 3 months for Coca-Cola, its sole sponsor, and separate animation crews were drawing different scenes as fast as they could. But in a way, the almost childlike quality of the drawings fits right in with this wonderful special. Producer-director Bill Melendez had real kids doing the voices of the Peanuts gang, and composer Vince Guaraldi provided a simple, jazzy score that's some of the best and most appropriate music ever written for television. Then, of course, there's the author's message, which is about the triumph of the true Christmas spirit in the face of rampant commercialism. All these elements come together near the end, after everyone laughs at Charlie Brown's scrawny little tree. Everyone but Linus, that is, who takes center stage to recite a passage from the Gospel of St. Luke.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
For the first 5 years it was shown, A Charlie Brown Christmas was seen in an average of half the homes watching television. All these years later, it's still an annual TV tradition, along with The Wizard of Oz, the Oscars, and the Super Bowl, one of the few we have left. But here's the sad part. The special you'll see tonight is not really the same one that won both an Emmy and a Peabody in 1965. Over the years, this half-hour Charlie Brown Christmas has lost at least 3 minutes, or more than 10% of its content, all to provide more time for CBS and its affiliates to sell ads. I checked with Leonardo Moran, a director of animation at Bill Melendez Productions, and he told me this week that most of the cuts have come by deleting entire scenes. There have also been a few changes. In the opening scene at the ice skating pond, Snoopy grabs Linus's blanket and takes Charlie Brown and him on a wild ride, eventually sliding Charlie Brown across the ice and into a tree. In the original version, it wasn't a tree. In the one paid for by Coke, Charlie Brown smashed squarely into a Coca-Cola sign. I can see why that was changed after the first year, but I don't see why CBS doesn't give A Charlie Brown Christmas the respect it deserves and offer a restored version with all the other original scenes reinstated. The network could pair it with another special and present them in a 90-minute package, allowing room for the ads and the full-length shows. Or it could expand A Charlie Brown Christmas to an hour, adding a behind-the-scenes documentary about how it was made. The year 2000 will mark the 35th anniversary of this great special, and that would seem to be plenty of time for CBS to order up a fitting showcase and tribute. Meanwhile, we have tonight's truncated but still fabulous rerun. And, on TV and CD, we'll always have Vince Guaraldi's best song of all, the instrumental called Linus and Lucy. As far as I'm concerned, this is the true spirit of Christmas, too.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.